From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. The pace of implementation for the Affordable Care Act, known by critics and President Obama himself as Obamacare, is picking up this fall. Starting October 1st, you can start shopping for a health plan in Washington under the state's new insurance exchange that's called Health Plan Finder at healthplanfinder.org if you want to look at what it's going to see look like. Obamacare is supposed to be fully in place by early next year, but there is still a lot of confusion. And that's why we welcome back Washington State Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler to answer your questions. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Russ.
And we've got a couple in recorded already. Our phone number here, if you'd like to join in, is 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. It's 800-289-5869, or write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. Let's start out with this insurance exchange, Health Plan Finder. It's an online marketplace. It starts officially on October 1st. Who is Health Plan Finder for? Who is it not for?
Well, it's really for everybody, but the people that are going to be most attracted to it are going to be people that are going to be eligible for subsidies, so with helping them with their premiums, so it's more affordable to them. They have to income qualify for that financial assistance, but a lot of people don't realize that there's going to be also a very active market outside of the exchange. They still have to meet the same standards as inside the exchange, but outside the exchange, no subsidies, but there'll be more plans actually on the outside than you have on the inside.
Tell us a few things you'll be able to do at the site when it goes live.
You're going to be able to go in and enter your family income, your number of family members, your age. You're going to be able to find out what kind of subsidy you would be eligible for. You also, if your income would qualify you, it'd be a possibility of then also being referred then automatically as a part of Health Plan Finder to the Medicaid program, which is scheduled for an extension starting January 1st.
And as I said, it goes live October 1st, but if you go to healthplanfinder.org, it's actually healthplanfinder.org. If you go there now, can you see what it'll look like?
If you go there now, the site is there. It's not going to be, it's a shadow of what it's going to be starting up here in a few more weeks.
Now, in the run-up to this, you had to choose the insurers who would be in Health Plan Finder for people to use as part of our insurance exchange. And as you know, Republican Senator Linda Evans-Parlett has criticized you for not allowing enough insurers into it. She says if the goal is to allow more choice and competition for health insurance, your policy of rejecting some insurance companies is not the way to go. Why did you choose to do that?
What we're really working on right now is to try to get as many plans as we could into the exchange. But it was incredibly difficult for plans to make it in. It's probably three times more challenging now just because you have to marry everything from the 10 essential health benefits to out-of-pocket expenses, making sure they're not discriminatory and plan design. So let's say you don't have antivirals in your pharmaceutical coverage, you won't see any of the AIDS patients. You can't do that kind of thing. So we spent a lot of time with those carriers going back over the months now leading up to where we had to make the decision on July 31st, just a week ago, where we made the decision. That's one that was challenging for some carriers, and we need to make sure that it's not just challenging for them to get in. We need to make sure they have the consumer protections that are necessary.
Well, you want them in, but you want them to meet these conditions. Do you get any signs that any of them will come back to you and reapply and to meet your conditions?
Well, one is that we're doing it right now for 2014. For 2015, which isn't far from our standpoint, we'll start working with health plans as early as October, November of this year in advance so their filings can start to come in. And first of April or about that time frame. So we're going to be working very closely with them, and I'm very optimistic. I called a number of the CEOs of companies that to try to encourage them to come into the exchange. Not all of them made it, but they all indicated that they were very interested in planning on coming in for 2015. This first year we knew was going to be a little bit bumpy just because it's challenging a new system. The feds were not always as helpful in giving us early definition of what we needed for the filings that we received. Because of that lateness, it was challenging for the health carriers. It was challenging for our office. It'll be much smoother for 2015.
One of the things about health insurance that'll really get to you, it's not just the premiums, but sometimes the out-of-pocket costs, the deductibles, and the co-payments. And one of the benefits of Obamacare was that it was going to limit out-of-pocket expenses, no more than $6,350 for an individual over a year, no more than $12,700 for a family over a year. But the New York Times is reporting that in a little-noticed ruling, federal officials have granted a one-year grace period to some insurers. It'll allow them to set higher limits or no limit at all when it comes to these out-of-pocket expenses. Does that relief that the federal officials gave apply to any insurers here in Washington state?
It does not apply to any insurers in Washington state. However, it is an indication that the administration is doing everything they can to make sure it's smooth and easier for this first year in particular, first couple of years. And so it's an indication here that we have the full involvement of the federal government, but it's more importantly that we're going to do everything we can to make this a success.
So even in the first year, there'll be a limit on the number of out-of-pocket expenses here in Washington.
Absolutely.
State.
And that's one of the things that's often lost on people, just how much of a change it really represents. It, not only do you have the 10 essential health benefits, you have this very distinct limitation on out-of-pocket expenses that just plain was not available in the health insurance market in the state of Washington. Largely because you had adverse selection. People who could afford or would spend the money were more likely to be people who needed the health services, so the costs were higher. Now with much more broad coverage, meaning from the standpoint of more people being covered, you've wound up then lowering the number of people. You're going to get more healthy people into the pool, which really helps to hold down the costs.
You may have heard of Obamacare. It's the Affordable Care Act. It's been rolling out for the last couple of years. It's really changing the way that health insurance is delivered. And joining us to answer some questions about it, if you're still confused, Washington State Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler. We got some phone calls about this earlier in the day with some questions for you. Mike, let's hear one of them.
I receive health benefits from my employer that covers out to my wife and children, but the cost is so enormous. I want to find out if I would still qualify for the open exchange.
Will this person qualify?
Well, the answer would be it depends. If they have an acceptable health plan that's offered by the employer, then they would not be eligible then to go and receive a subsidy going through the exchange. However, it doesn't mean that they couldn't buy for if you have keep the coverage for that individual who is employed and have the benefits. But for family members, you're going to have a much better choice right now outside of the exchange for buying for an individual for a family policy. And that's it's far better the insurance than, like I say, has been marketed and successfully here in the state in the past.
Mary's on the line. She's calling from Snohomish today. Mary, what's your question for Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler?
Yes, I am wondering if this is going to be available to persons with disabilities. I have two adult sons that are disabled, and one is on Molina and one is on United Healthcare. Molina has disallowed many things, and the other one has changed my son's provider 7 times this last year. Neither one is providing stable medical care for chronic conditions. Up until they were both 18, they were covered under my policy. It was before the law was enacted, so they were both disallowed. Is it going to be available because they're not given good medical care because they're part of this SSI health insurance and I don't have a choice?
Mike, can you answer that?
Well, the program she's describing, I'm sure, means that they are in the Medicaid program right now. That was one of the challenges for some of the Medicaid carriers who wanted to move to the commercial market, that they don't have the kind of networks that people are used to in the commercial market or are required by federal law and state law that they have to have. So the answer would be it's still a Medicaid-related issue. I think it's one that we're going to have a lot of discussion because I think you've really started to force the Medicaid programs and the commercial programs much closer together, particularly when it comes to issues around network. And I think the challenge is going to be that you wind up getting more providers in the commercial plans than you get in the Medicaid program, and it means that the Medicaid problem is going to have to pay more in the way of provider.
Mary, did you have a follow-up question?
I would love for it to be something as simple as, you know, being able to put the one that's 21 on the plan till he's 24 at least. Mm. I mean, give us some flexibility. But both of them have epilepsy. One is missing part of his brain. and they both have developmental delays due to being premature. You know, they're a medical miracle at 27 weeks, but the challenge is since they've turned 18, pretty much their doctors have been ignored due to these insurance plans administering their health care.
That sounds like a really hard thing to be dealing with, Mary.
Well, or lack of. I mean, it should be covered, but they play a paper game until your prescription expires. And like I said, the one has, they switched him, not me. They switched him 7 times this year, which really makes it hard to keep prescriptions. And what's hilarious is they sent me a letter saying, you've been inconsistent in your primary care provider. It was not us.
Yeah. Mary, thanks a lot for your phone call. I wish you good luck in trying to deal with that. Sounds like a real tough situation for Mary.
It is a tough situation. I think one of the advantages we have right now with the expansion of the Medicaid program, you could have seen somebody like Mary's kids that would have been forced off after they turned 19. Now you're going to have an expansion of the program in the state of Washington that allows them to stay on the Medicaid program throughout their adult life until they become eligible for Medicare, or they might even become what we refer to as dual eligible, being both in Medicare and Medicaid, depending on the degree of severity of their disability.
Brianna in Olympia wrote, under the Affordable Care Act, I thought that all contraceptives were already covered at 100%. I had an IUD placed in June and just received my explanation of benefits from my insurance company, which stated that none of the $720 for the device was covered. She's confused.
Well, it is a requirement in the state of Washington to cover it, and currently in the plans that we're approving for the state of Washington, they're going to still cover contraceptives. So if somebody has a problem like that, we always like to have them give us a call, because we want to make sure companies are playing by the laws of the state of Washington.
Should that have been covered now, or will that be covered in 2014?
Currently, it is a requirement, it is a mandate that they wind up having that coverage in the state of Washington. It's going to be one now that is incorporated into the health care reform plans, too. Mm-hmm.
So is the company within its rights to deny it now?
I question whether they have the right to do it, but I'd have to see the specific plan that they have.
Brianna, I would contact the insurance commissioner's office. What's the quickest way to reach you guys, Mike?
Well, you can go right online and ask the question and get a response back, and go to insurance.wa.gov.
Brianna, try that out. There's a new provision in the Affordable Care Act that goes into place January 1st, and it would prohibit guardians from serving as paid caregivers to an adult child with developmental disabilities. And the reason for this is kind of clear. There's a concern that there's a conflict of interest if the guardian helps develop the service plan and then, as part of the service plan, hires him or herself to be the paid caregiver. There's a concern that this could lead to financial fraud. But some are fighting this provision. This came out of the Oregonian newspaper. They say that it's going to restrict families, particularly single parents who serve as guardians, and use their caregiving allowance to be able to stay at home because they can't go to work because they have to be a caregiver. Are you running into some of those objections to that provision of the plan here in Washington State?
It's really outside the area of the Office of the Insurance Commissioner. This isn't something that we're dealing with from a regulatory standpoint. These are programs like the Medicaid program that people are enrolled in, and the kind of coverage that's available through that program.
So it's not something that the Affordable Care Act deals with, because according to this account, it was a provision of the Affordable Care Act.
It's in an area that we don't regulate, so I'm not familiar with that particular aspect.
Okay, let's go over to Bellevue, where we've got Sarah on the line. Sarah, thanks for giving us a call. You can talk to Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler also. We're talking about the Affordable Care Act, popularly known as Obamacare, and what it might mean for you. Sarah, what's your question?
Hi there. I'm a transsexual female, and, you know, some insurance don't cover hormone replacement or even surgery, and I'm curious, what are the guidelines going to be under Obamacare? I love Obamacare, the name. I'm just curious.
Okay, Sarah, thanks for your question. Mike?
Thank you.
Well, one of the things is one of the 10 essential health benefits that carriers have to have is a very robust pharmaceutical coverage. It's part of the requirements that they have. When you get into specific medications and for certain treatments, we'd have to take a look at each carrier to see what they have in their program. And it's one of the things that people have a chance to do a comparison shopping right now. Take a look at their pharmaceutical coverage. Does it cover a plan that incorporates that what I need for pharmaceutical coverage? So you have a chance to make that comparison, but it has to be very robust. And as I indicated earlier, it can't be discriminatory.
Here's another phone call that we received earlier today with a question for Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler.
I am a veteran and covered under VA medical health care, and I am wondering how Obamacare law affects us veterans.
The answer to that would be that it's not going to have any impact on a veteran's relative to their VA benefits, or if you're retired military and receive medical care through the TRICARE program for military retirees. There will be no changes because of Obamacare. It's also important to point out that for the vast majority of Americans, something close to 80% of Americans are not going to see a whole lot of change with the start of Obamacare. It's really the people that are buy their own health insurance for themselves as individuals or for their families or small business. Those are where you're going to see the more profound changes at this time.
One of the big problems for people with health care in this country is the fact that if you change jobs, you can be denied insurance because you might have a pre-existing condition. And Darla writes, I'd like to better understand the changes for pre-existing conditions and whether or not future legislation can, will take those changes back. How have the rules on insurance changed for that?
Well, it's dramatically different. Starting January 1st, actually October 1st, you can sign up for it if you're buying in the individual or small group markets, small employer markets. There cannot be any discrimination against somebody just because of a pre-existing condition. You're going to be treated exactly the same as somebody without a pre-existing condition or somebody with a pre-existing condition. You're going to be on the same level playing field. And that's a huge change for people that they look now at a market where they can freely buy, they can switch plans on an annual basis when open enrollments come around. They're not going to have any encumbrances here that they've experienced in the past.
Now, this is if you're within the insurance exchanges, no one can deny you coverage if you have a pre-existing condition?
Both inside the exchange and outside the exchange. Okay. For these markets, they're all under the same standards here. You cannot discriminate because of somebody's pre-existing condition.
Now, does that begin October 1st? You said you could apply October 1st, or does it begin sometime in the future?
It's in the future. It's January 1st, 2014, but you can get an early run at it, make sure that you get the plan that you want. You can do your homework, get it done in advance of January 1st, 2014. Make sure that you have the insurance when you're eligible for it to actually be in effect.
So if you have a pre-existing condition, you could apply now, you could get approved for it, but it wouldn't start until January 1st.
That's correct.
Mike Kreidler, thanks so much for stopping by. We really appreciate you taking the
time. As always, Ross. Appreciate it.
Mike Kreidler is Washington's State Insurance Commissioner. Once again, it's wahealthplanfinder.org if you want to take a look at how that's going to be shaping up. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds.